Protests like this in Kenya have become frequent. This time, they're speaking out against the rising cost of basic food prices. Many people here say life has become unbearable, and a general election in August is making things more difficult. Julia Manyonyi is a casual worker. On a good month, she earns about $100, so every coin counts. She says the cost of her basic supplies have doubled in the last few months.
We're struggling to make ends meet. Maize flour has doubled. Cooking oil has become unaffordable. My children and I have adjusted our food rations so I can balance all my needs.
Voters are electing a president, MPs, senators, governors, and other electoral seats.
Politicians are using this campaign season to promise that they will fix the economy, but many voters are not convinced. They say they are disillusioned and they don't trust their leaders.
Economists say a new government will find it hard to lessen the burden for most people. This is partly because of a huge public debt. Much of the money has been borrowed from China for large projects like this expressway. Some government officials have also been accused of corruption by inflating costs.
Whoever takes over as president, this is the devil's breakfast. You have just ordered the devil's breakfast. We are almost $100 billion by the time they take over, $100 billion in public debt. Yeah. We're now borrowing to pay interest on previous borrowing.
Back at Manyonyi's family home, she prepares a basic meal. She's behind on her rent and school fees. She's running out of ways to make more money. She tells us she's living in incredibly desperate times. Catherine Soy, Al Jazeera, Nairobi.